Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN here on Monday, July 12th, 2021. We're glad to have you with us here today on the program. A little later on, we'll get an update from a couple representatives from Manhattan Parks and Recreation. Wyatt Thompson and Sydney Baker will be here to discuss some happenings this month. We're going to start things off, though. This is the second Monday of the month. It's time for our segment with the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. And joining us via Zoom, Dr. Beth Davis. She is the department head and professor of equine internal medicine. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to visit with you.
Yeah, pleasure to have you on. I know it's been a little while since we've last spoken with you here, but lots gone on since your last appearance here on In Focus. We had, of course, COVID kind of set in here last year early on, and this created a number of challenges, I know, for VetMed.
Yeah, it's been an exciting year for sure. And so I think it's helpful to share information. So I'm sharing this from the overall hospital perspective, the teaching hospital, currently serving as the interim hospital director. And what we have been able to manage are hospital services, small and large animal, and respond to the needs of our community with students in the clinic, services that we provide to animal owners in the community. And roughly a year ago, we did have to back things off a bit because of COVID. Like everybody else, we had some situations that we had to handle because of things like quarantine and making every effort to try to keep everybody healthy, both in the hospital as well as people that we interact with in the community. At this point in time, we are back to full service, which means that we have clients coming into the hospital, into examination rooms, things that we have always done. We have senior students that are in the teaching hospital that are working with all of the patients along with interns and residents that are in their training programs and senior clinicians that lead the different service areas. And I think what we have learned is that we do need to have really good communication. We need to be really responsive. And importantly, we are here to serve our community and help people with their animals. COVID has taught us many things. I think one of the interesting things in the profession of veterinary medicine is how important animals are in our lives. And one of the things that has occurred is that there are a lot of people that own animals and some people that are even new owners. So overall nationally, pet animal ownership is really at an all-time high. The profession of veterinary medicine is and continues to be extremely busy. I think people that come to our hospital recognize that. Through some of the COVID issues, we did have some service areas that we even had to at times reschedule appointments because of some of those situations that we encountered. And so because of that, we have some service areas, and surgery is a good example, where for elective type procedures, we did have to do some rescheduling and even have to do some catching up. So I like for everybody to know and to understand what are some of the situations that we're dealing with and why sometimes it is a little busy at the hospital, and sometimes it might even be a little bit harder to get an appointment right away. And it's really a reflection of the caseload and the complexity of our profession.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it's been not an easy task for everyone involved, specifically the students trying to, you know, complete their necessities here to get their degree or work in the hospital. What was that like here just over the past year, trying to, you know, fit them in here where they needed to be?
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. So teaching veterinary students is our number one priority. This is why we have a college and specifically a teaching hospital, is so that we can train students and help them become veterinary professionals and enter into the workforce as a professional. And so again, safety was really number one, but maintaining their education. And at times that was a little bit challenging because obviously, as we visited with about for just a few minutes before we started on air, there are some things that we can do remote in remote fashion. There are some things that just can't replace in-person activities, and learning how to examine and manage and specifically provide services for veterinary patients, we have to be on site. We have to be in person. So when we had things like restrictions that forced us to have students work in a remote fashion, they did have to have some of their round sessions remote. At times, all of their teaching was occurring based on a remote status. That was the most challenging part of teaching senior students in remote fashion. And yet still, our clinicians, house officers, and staff members were still managing patients in the hospital. So many people were doing essentially double duty to keep our students training and educated. Our students, our class of 2021, they ended on a really high note. They learned and demonstrated resilience, and they did a fantastic job ending up their year. But they did do it in a non-traditional manner, because even when they came back on site, much of their interaction was continued to be remote with client communication. So we had staff members and employees, our clinicians and house officers, that directly interacted with the public. But our senior students, we really tried to limit that, number one, for safety reasons. But we, as of May 10th, we have been back to having students and all employees directly working with the public and with their animals.
Well, that's good to hear. And such important work here. We know how important the vet school is here to Kansas State University, knowing our role here in the Midwest, not with just small animals, but with farm animals as well. And I know that's one of your areas of specialty with equine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we've stayed very busy. I think that right now we're as busy as we have been in the last year with caseload. Small animal has been very, very busy, but over on the large animal side, our livestock services, as well as our equine medicine and surgery, there were active breeders. We had a lot of mares and foals and breeding. We have emergency services that we always provide. And so, yes, on the equine side, things have been very, very busy as well. Seasonally, it's not uncommon that at this time of year, we will see an uptick in our equine caseload, and a lot of that pertains to people are out and performing, going to horse shows, rodeos, trail rides, all sorts of things. And so with that, sometimes we have some preventative health needs that need to be provided, things like vaccines and deworming and overall health checks and dental flotation. But sometimes we do have illness that occurs. Horses get a little bit stressed, maybe a little dehydrated. They might need some fluids, those sorts of things. And so seasonally, we are appropriately busy, but it does, just remind us that we are here and we are here to serve those horse owners for any of the services that they might need.
We had some pretty hot days last month in June. Was any heat-related illnesses that you saw?
It's not uncommon that at this time of year, we do have a few more horses that present for things like colic signs. So it reminds us to try to maintain a routine with our horses. If we do perform, help them acclimate and get used to getting ready for, as we just heard, beautiful day today at 85 degrees, but we've got 90s later in the week, which is entirely appropriate for this time of year. But that it can be a little bit hard if the horses aren't used to those types of temperatures. So keeping them acclimated, keeping them very well hydrated, salt blocks, electrolytes as appropriate, because yes, colic is a little bit more common at this time of year.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. Beth Davis from K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll come back and talk more on why you should consider veterinary school as a profession. And we'll do that here after the break here on News Radio KMAN.